This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, where it's a balmy 41 degrees outside right now in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes always to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, as well as to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, those snowplow drivers up there working real hard, and the sander drivers too, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and the bus drivers too, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com either. All right, let's go to the telephone lines, and standing by in a much warmer place than me is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And are you ready to say the pledge? And if so, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, some of which we should be seeing in the United States Senate, and we're not, because, Kyle, I don't even know how to describe day number one. They, as we're coming on the air, they're just now getting out, adjourning almost 13 hours after they started earlier today, and boy, I only saw the last couple hours of it, but what a night.
Absolutely, Captain. I think the senators who have been sitting there for the most part all day and well into the early morning hours with only really milk or water to drink, they decided that they were going to get out of there as soon as Chief Justice John Roberts adjourned the Senate just a few moments before we went on the air tonight.
Now, the other thing that I've noticed here is they had all these amendments they were voting on, and basically everything that Chuck Schumer wanted to have done and wanted the rules changed and some amendments added and this, that, and the other, everything he suggested, and I think it was 10 amendments, might have been 11, but everything he suggested was voted down strict by strict party line vote, except for one where Susan Collins branched over.
That's right. That's exactly right. Everything did go down pretty much party lines with the exception of that one amendment, but mostly they dealt with the rules, as you mentioned, but they also dealt with the idea of calling witnesses and how the witnesses would be called and these kinds of things. And Adam Schiff, who's the lead House manager in this, would come out and try to exhort the senators, you know, they don't want you to hear the witnesses, he would say. They know, you know, something's going to go on here. And yet, Captain, as we heard some of the argumentation earlier in the day from some of the president's legal team talking about the idea that, wait a minute, if the Democrats aren't ready to proceed and they need more witnesses, more evidence, then what are we doing here? Good question.
Well, yeah, it is, and I was just looking at my notes here and looking at something that popped up on me. Senator Ted Cruz was quoted a few minutes ago as saying that he does not expect there'll be any motion to dismiss this trial. He expects it to go on the way it's supposed to, with 24 hours from the House with their impeachment team, and then 24 hours with the defense, and then 24 hours of general discussion. I believe that's the way it's going to work. Am I right?
Yes, I believe so, and that's, it's going to play out, in other words. So I don't think we're going to have an early motion or an early ability to dismiss these charges, as frivolous as they are. But at the same time, though, I think that as we hear the cogent defense from Jay Sekulow, from Scipione, from others, and even Alan Dershowitz will be talking about the constitutional aspects of this, this is going to not do well for the Democrats. Talk about not wanting to hear from witnesses, just hearing from the president's defense team, I think, is infuriating Nadler and Schiff and the rest of the Democrat House managers.
Well, Nadler got caught in a big-time lie, as a matter of fact, a series of them, one right after the other, and he was pretty much admonished about it. By the way, he was chastised by Jay Sekulow, who got up there and just absolutely went after him. And then, of course, that's when the Chief Justice came in and reminded everybody where they were at, that they were in the Senate, and certain words and descriptions weren't going to be used because it was beneath the House that they were in. And the House of Representatives has always been looked down on by the Senate. But I'll tell you what, Nadler is in the wrong. He's out of his league, out of his league. And Schiff is trying to act like a senator because isn't he the one that's going to perhaps run for Dianne Feinstein's seat when she decides not to run again, which I think she's already made up her mind not to do that?
Yeah, I think that that's certainly probably on his radar in a very, very big way. And of course, yeah, I just get the impression, Captain, that people like Adam Schiff, you know, they're just trying to make their brand, and it's really very unbecoming, because if we look at what even got us here, first of all, there was supposed to be an emergency impeachment, but they waited some 30-something days, 32, 33 days before even getting to the Senate. So that tells you something right there.
Well, California, listen up. And Kyle's there, so he is listening. California, Adam Schiff is not a good representative of your state. It's about time you woke up and you realize that. If he's going to run for senator, you don't want him in there, number one. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Busy night, lots of stuff going on. Also, the president's over in Davos. We're going to get into that, too. I'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, who happens to be hanging on my phone. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And don't forget, I happen to be a person that does take Relief Factor. I've been taking it for 3 years and 10 months. Somebody asked me about it last night over at the Manatee County Fairgrounds, and I was over there, and I said, well, it works, so you wouldn't hear me talking about it. And I gave them a couple of packets that I had with me, and I said, here, try this and see what you think. It might or might not work right away, but you might notice something, and if it does and it's positive, then just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. And to make a long story short, they were suffering, as I am, from arthritis, but they had rheumatoid arthritis. Mine is the degenerative disease with the bone-on-bone stuff. But arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and pain in general, this stuff will work. It's worked for hundreds of thousands of people around the country, and more every day get on this product and stay on it. Now, I've been told the people that buy it here from this program, 81% is our retention rate, the people that get on it and stay on it. Other shows, it's a little bit less. I don't know why that is, but I guess it's because maybe people are in more pain at night. That's all I can think about, because I know when people can't sleep, they're awake at night, and here I am. So listening to me on the radio or whatnot. And it's not narcotic. It's all natural. It's four capsules in a packet. You take three packets a day for a week to start with. And then you take two packets a day, one in the morning and one at night after that. And it's your three-week quick start costs $19.95 to get started. Normally a $64.95 price tag on it. And what will happen is after the 3 weeks, if you want to continue taking the product, it just automatically goes on automatic shipping and you'll get it. Now, if it doesn't work for you, you just call them up or get a hold of them, however, internet or however you did it, and say, okay, I want to cancel the product. It didn't work. Now, that doesn't happen that much. I've not had anybody tell me that. So far, if you're in pain or certainly are having problems where muscle aches or whatnot and you can't seem to get rid of it and you don't want to take the high test stuff and all that, try Relief Factor. Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, you'll see a little tutorial there, a little couple-minute video. Check it out, see what it's all about, and then go ahead and order your $19.95 quick start. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, I'm going to play a little something here for you from the president over at the World Economic Forum in Davos. So hang on there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. This is the president, and these are some comments that he made yesterday, but it's all relevant to the state of the economy, not only in the United States, but also around the world.
Since my election, America has gained over 7 million jobs. Just last week alone, the United States concluded two extraordinary trade deals. The agreement with China and the United States Mexico-Canada agreement. As a result of our efforts, investment is pouring into our country. We've regained our stride, rediscovered our spirit, and reawakened the powerful machinery of American enterprise. America is thriving. America is flourishing. And yes, America is winning again like never before.
Now, there are some people that are challenging some of that, saying, well, it's not really that good, and well, there aren't really that many jobs, and well, hey, if you add 1,000 jobs, Kyle, you've added 1,000 jobs, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Okay, so let's look at it this way. We know that we've got automobiles that come in from overseas, from Europe, from Britain, Italy, France, other countries come into this country, and so far we've been pretty fair with them. Well, the president has said if they don't have a trade deal in place with the United States, he's considering raising auto tariffs on those countries. Now, this might bring them to the table. What do you think?
Well, very, very much so, and I think they might. I think they're talking about a 25%, I believe, import tax or tariff. And yes, you know, it's interesting because every single time President Trump talks about tariffs, talks about, you know, essentially playing hardball, there many in the media start going wild. You know, this is it. This is going to ruin everything. President Trump doesn't know what he's doing. But then, yet a deal comes out of it, and it's usually a pretty good deal. But these are the kinds of things that President Trump, I think, has done throughout his, even his real estate career. He's able to negotiate. He's able to start at a certain spot. He knows where he wants to be in the end, and so he knows how to get there. But yet, this is something that many in the media world and the political world, they haven't seen for either ever or for a very long time, and they don't know how to handle it.
Now, there's one good thing that we heard about right away, and it was President Trump and French President Macron. They have agreed to set aside a truce on a 2020 possible tariff over the digital tax fight that might be coming between them over some of the internet services that are that go back and forth between the countries. So that's a good thing right there in that respect, correct?
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
Now, the other thing is, the China deal was brought up by Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and he said phase two of the trade deal might not remove all of the tariffs. It might remove some, but not all. What's your thought on that?
Well, again, I think as this, they've already done phase one. Phase two now is going to be, very seriously concluded here very soon. But again, I think this is all part of the process. If he were to come out and say everything's going to be hunky dory and et cetera, it would weaken the position of the United States to get the best deal possible. And this is exactly what the president has been talking about, Captain, ever since the campaign. You can get the best deal possible for the United States. Other countries are welcome to negotiate to get the best deal possible for them. And when you can meet and come to some agreement, hopefully that's true on both sides. But the president's fighting for America, no doubt.
Now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit because MSNBC went out of their way. I think his name is Chris Hayes, the host, went out of their way and away from where the event was going on, found some heavily armed people that they called an American a militia terrorist group or something like that. But this is the nonsense that was said for just a second here, Kyle, and then we'll get your reaction.
Deemed a danger to themselves or others from possessing weapons. Both of those efforts have stalled. That, however, did not stop 22,000 people from turning out in opposition to these laws, and state officials were very concerned in the run-up to today's rally, hoping to prevent a repeat of the 2017 Charlottesville Confederate Monument rally in which a right-wing activist murdered a counter-protester. Concerns were so high, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declared a state of emergency, banning weapons from the Capitol grounds. The good news is that no one got hurt today. No one discharged their weapon. That was partly, we should note, the result of what appears to be some very good law enforcement work last week, when the FBI nabbed several members of a violent white supremacist group called The Base, which, by the way, translates into Al-Qaeda in Arabic. This is a group that modeled their group after another terrorist group. Law enforcement officials say they planned on attending the rally and that they were in possession of a functioning automatic rifle. But the inescapable fact of this kind of event is that, yes, it's peaceful protest, it's First Amendment-protected speech, but the implicit and explicit message of a bunch of heavily armed people marching on the state's capital is this: don't you dare enact your policies. If you do, we will use these guns against you.
Well, now, that's fine, that's dandy, but he goes on to say, and here's from where I got to draw the line, Kyle. He talks about heavily armed people. He talks about 17 people that were arrested, and this is all true, but this has nothing to do with what went on at that rally.
No, exactly right. You see, what happened at the rally was completely antithetical to what many in the media, and especially the person that you just played, probably thought was going to happen. They were ready to cover it. They were ready to – they had all their phraseology ready to go, but it never materialized. So they have to try to gin it up in some way, shape, or form, because otherwise the narrative starts to die, and we can't have that, can we?
Now, you heard him say the Charlottesville – rally where one person was murdered. He didn't say how they were murdered, but it infers by not saying that that person was run down by a car versus being shot that it might have had something to do with firearms. Now, that's just my first thought.
Well, of course, yeah, and, you know, most unfortunately, yeah, he probably thought, okay, well, either it's bad reporting or it was on purpose, so it's one of the two things.
Now, I got to mention something here, and by the way, we're going up to break here, so I'll have to just mention it and use it as a tease as we come in. The senatorial candidates that are there in the Senate right now for the impeachment trial can't get out to campaign in Iowa, so they're sending members of their family, and Bernie Sanders is sending who, you say? How about AOC? Iowa, get ready. She's coming. She's coming. And we're gonna listen to what she had to say when we come back. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Democrats and Republicans are still discussing the details of President Trump's impeachment trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer won a concession from GOP leader Mitch McConnell on extending the time available to both sides for opening statements. Schumer asked for another amendment.
I send an amendment to the desk to subpoena certain documents and records from the White House.
Trying to decide whether there will be White House documents and witnesses in the Senate trial, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. House managers joined the debate.
Not a single president has issued a blanket direction to his administration to produce no documents and no witnesses.
Schumer lost on a party line vote, with Republicans saying the time to consider witnesses and documents is after this week's opening arguments. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. The website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you can trot on over there and click on the website. They'll ask you for your zip code, and they'll give you the name of the local agent closest to you. Or you can ask them on the website for a quote or whatever questions you might have about Geico if you're not already a policyholder. And I will tell you that Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, the thing I like about Geico is I get answers right away if I got questions on anything. And I mean anything. And I can go to the website, or I can pick up the telephone and call. Either way, it works for me. They know who I am. When I call in there, they know my name. It's not like as if they don't know you. But you can go over to the Geico website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, put your zip code in there, and get a quote on your car or the truck that you're driving, insurance for it. They also cover you for motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, ski-doo, sea-doo insurance. And don't forget that if you have a house that you own or a place that you own, they'll do that, and they'll also have renter's insurance. Now, I happen to have a bundle with a homeowner's insurance and my car insurance, so I get a pretty good rate and a good discount. And as long as you keep driving safely every year, you get that 10% safety. safe driver discount, and that's really neat to get. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Click on the link, put in your zip code, and find out what they can do for you, or just give them your name and your telephone number, and they'll tell you where to go to talk to somebody. So there you go. Now, before I go to Kyle Warren, this is little old AOC, and she was yesterday talking about the infinite power of money and what happens to those people who have money and what they do to the rest of the world and how terrible it is. Listen to this.
So, you know, as I told you, I thought, we would revolve this conversation around, what Dr. King referred to as the three evils, war, poverty, racism, and I think maybe circle back to some of the things that we talked about last year. So just to get this out, I wanted to just frame this conversation by asking you a somewhat personal question. How old were you when 9/11 happened?
I was 12 years old.
12 years old. And we have basically been at war ever since.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the first war of my life.
Right.
Because I was born in 1989, and so the first Bush's Gulf War happened shortly after I was born as well.
Right, right. And so it's fair to say for the majority of your life, we've been at war. We've been at war in a particular portion of the world.
Yeah.
What does that say about our priorities as a country?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting about that question is that it's about whose priorities they are. Because not everyone, I don't believe our whole nation's priority is to slaughter people in other parts of the world. I think it is a priority of a powerful and concentrated class in the United States that happens to have a grip of control over our government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Slaughter people around the world. Kyle, what's she been smoking?
I have no idea, Captain. And to say that our fighting men and women, our troops in the area that went to Afghanistan to take care of the Taliban, basically, in the early days after 9/11, and certainly what's been going on in the Middle East since then, to call that a slaughter, I think, is an insult to every single uniformed military personnel in our nation. It's a horrible thing to say.
And if she had been old enough to see what some of us saw that were there and other people saw on television, but I was there and I saw it, and I saw the people that were doing it jumping out of the windows of the upper stories of the World Trade Center knowing they were going to die instead of getting burnt to death. If she would have seen that, she might have had a little bit of a different attitude in her mind.
One might think so, Captain, but again, I think that she's part of the ilk now that are out there trying to build their brand, believing that they can say the most outlandish things, the most revolutionary, quote-unquote, sounding things, bash the United States, and try to explain how we're all bad and we're all wrong, but yet she would be able to point the way to salvation for us or something like that. It's really, we've seen all this before in history, and she's doing the same thing.
Now, Bernie Sanders is in the Senate with the impeachment. Amy Klobuchar is in the Senate with the same. Elizabeth Warren is in the Senate with the same. Bernie Sanders has scrapped his Iowa campaign appearances, and he is sending none other than AOC as his representative. So, Iowa, get ready. You're going to get AOC'd.
Well, exactly right. And I think she's been on the campaign trail for Bernie Sanders other times just recently as well. So I think she's more than happy to go out there and talk to the attendees and whoever shows up at these things. Because again, she's building her brand. She's laying the foundation. Because you know what, Captain? If she was 35 years old at this point, then there would be a very strong force within the far left to try to get her to run for president. So she's practicing right now.
And Amy Klobuchar sent family relatives with hot dish dinners to some different places around Iowa. But wait till I tell you about Elizabeth Warren. Have you heard about Elizabeth Warren?
I have indeed, yes.
Okay, well, you tell us what you know about Elizabeth Warren.
Well, Elizabeth Warren has a son-in-law. His name is Sushil
Tyagi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was born in India, but he immigrated to the United States, where he met and married the daughter of Elizabeth Warren. Her name is Amelia. Well, evidently Tyagi got involved in some kind of film production, but the film that was made ultimately was funded by elements of the Iranian regime in Tehran. Now, here's the interesting thing, too, Captain. Peter Schweitzer, in his book, Profiles in Corruption, details the entire story of how this came about. But here's the thing, and I quote from his book. He writes, "The full credits of the film, for some reason, seem to have been scrubbed from the Internet. They got a copy," he writes, using the Wayback Machine. And because evidently Tyagi was listed as like the sole producer of this film. So, but the money for all this came from Tehran, basically.
And the other thing is, Amy Klobuchar, according to Peter Schweitzer in his book, also captured in or cashed in from items regarding corruption.
Well, see, these are real bombshells. You know, that word bombshell has been completely overused, as I'm sure you'll agree, recently. But these are real bombshells. And here are the questions that should follow to candidates as a result of these. That is to say, if you were president of the United States, do you feel that you would be compromised by these past dealings with the Iranian regime or those who are close to you, etc.? How are you going to make sure that nothing of this is clouded or tainted? Those would be the kinds of questions, but you'll never hear them from the mainstream media.
And we got about 30 seconds here, and in the 30 seconds we got, Donald Trump's counsel, Jay Sekulow, absolutely demolished Adam Schiff on the executive privilege that he was trying to put out there by directly quoting him and what he said and directly contradicting what he was telling the Senate, the members in the Senate. Again, got caught red-handed lying.
Well, sure, and this goes back to the Fast and Furious affair back in 2012, where Schiff said that the president and his senior advisors, they have to be shielded, and essentially they have executive privilege. But that applied to Obama. That was ruled invalid by a federal judge back in 2016 as well. But Sekulow shut him down by quoting Adam Schiff directly. Very cool.
Yeah, and I really like Jay Sekulow and what he's doing. Okay, tell everybody how we can hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you. We will be talking to you tomorrow. We're going to have a lot more to talk about. Day number two, they come back in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sure they'll be going to 1 o'clock in the morning again.
I think you're right, Captain. We'll be there.
All right, thanks a lot, Kyle, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And I'm coming right back with our first Highway and Byway report. And let me tell you something. It is colder than a well digger's butt in certain parts of the country tonight. And we have got another storm brewing, winter storm, if you will, in the Midwest again. And that one that's coming across out of Washington State, where once again we've got snow in the higher elevations, winter storm warning in the mountains of Washington State, east of Seattle and north of Seattle, and general snow elsewhere. And we'll get to all of that, plus the bitter cold weather that we're having in the south. Not pretty at all. And people were really dressed warm yesterday when I was outside at the Manatee County Fairgrounds late in the afternoon. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. And with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Out of the sun, the button exploding in space. Like a true nature child, we were born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never
and the boys. Cliff and George, the Godfather, and all those guys out there that are out riding around. And by the way, if you're riding around in this freezing cold weather, God bless you. But I certainly hope not, because it's, you know, and by the way, George, thank God, George told me he went up north to the Richmond gun rally, but they didn't ride the motorcycles. All right, way to go, George, because it would have been a bear trying to come back, going up there, too, because it was really rather chilly. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out, and some of you, I'm sure, are going to be spending a day or two in a truck stop somewhere because of the weather report I'm about to give you. Here we go. Catwoman and Road Dog, this applies to you guys. Now, unsettled weather is going to persist across the western U.S. this week with heavy coastal rain and heavy mountain snow for the Pacific Northwest. Meanwhile, a storm is developing over the central plains, and it's going to track slowly into the northeast through the weekend, bringing a combined wintry mix over portions of the plains and Midwest, heavy rain in some places in the south over the northern Gulf Coast, and heavy snow in the higher elevations across the central part of the U.S. as well as in the northeastern part of the United States. You can expect the way the wind is blowing on this, there will be more lake effect snow up there in areas that have already seen 100 to 150 inches of snow so far this winter. I'm sorry for laughing, but I can remember many a winter up there we had well over 200 inches of snow up in Oswego County in upstate New York. Many, many a winter. So it's going to be one of those winters I'm afraid, guys. But anyway, you got to pay attention to the weather. Now let's start with what's in the central part of the United States. Eastern Oklahoma, I-40, western Arkansas, moving across from west to east, all along I-40, from about halfway, well, let's see, let me be a little bit more specific. From Oklahoma City east to about Little Rock right now, you've got general downfall of snow. It is starting to accumulate. You'll have more. Yesterday in Nebraska, they had icy, very icy road conditions there with some sleet and freezing rain and stuff that they had. Al sent me a picture of US 30 up there by the way that he travels to go back and forth that was blocked with a jackknife semi. And then when you're taking a look at coming out of I-44 out of Tulsa and going up the way that Catwoman and Road Dog would be going, you're going to have snow on I-44 all the way across, let's see, Missouri, all the way into about Effingham, Illinois, and that is going to be moving to the east, so you guys are going to be probably running with it. If you're not running in it going down to Laredo, you'll be running in it coming out of Laredo. And also up in Nebraska right now, the eastern third of Nebraska, you're getting snow, so along I-80. And in Kansas along I-70 through Missouri all the way over towards St. Louis and into Springfield, Illinois, I-80 out of Nebraska over through Des Moines and moving to the east. Minnesota, southeast Minnesota right now, you've got snow there in the western part of Wisconsin. You've got some snow there. I-35 north-south from about Oklahoma, angling on up into, all the way up through Iowa, right up into maybe 50 or 60 miles so far into Minnesota. You've got a general snow falling there. Now, some gale winds up on Lake Superior, Lake Michigan again, so be careful up there. Otherwise, looking to the northeast right now, other than cold temperatures, looking pretty good. It's in the teens across most of I-80 north, going north. Did hear it was below zero in Watertown, New York yesterday morning. Not as cold as what it was up in North Dakota when that guy called up and said, "Hey, what are you guys complaining about? It's 24 below zero up here when the wind is 34 below." Okay, all right, fine. And then going up, we'll follow the northern route, and we'll start out in Washington State. Another storm system has come across, one of the several we told you was going to come about. It's in Washington State right now. You've got snow, general snow, down below, with some rain along I-5 going towards the Oregon line. But Snoqualmie and North Washington up in the mountains up there going towards British Columbia. You've got a winter storm warning. You've also got a general snow all the way in the mountains, all the way down to Oregon right now. There is some snow up on top of Cabbage right now, just starting in. It's probably going to snow some more as the weather progresses, if you will. And then going across into Montana, I-90, about halfway across Montana over towards Rapid City, you've got some rain in the area there right now, some light showers. That is going to change as the cold weather comes up behind you and the snow comes in there, so be advised of that. High winds in western Wyoming. California, you're looking pretty good there tonight, except for some high winds in the central desert out there about Ontario. There is some fog in the area along I-8 going towards Phoenix. And up by 17 north, so as you start to climb out of Phoenix, you got a little bit of fog there going up. You'll run out of it, probably about the 3,000-foot level, looks like. And then over tonight in central part of New Mexico, along I-40 from about the Indian, from the Navajo Reservation over towards the western side of Albuquerque, you've got some fog in there in that area. It's very unsettled weather there at the moment. But here we go. The rubber meets the road. We have got frost warnings tonight in Florida all the way down to the Keys. All the way down to the Keys for frost and not freezing temperatures, but temperatures and wind chills into the upper 30s and low 40s all the way down as far as the Keys. Now, just north of Tampa Bay, hard freeze warnings for temperatures 32 degrees or below. The further north you go, the colder it's going to get for about the next 7 or 8 hours or so, which will do some damage to some of the crops, if you will, that are there. We definitely have got a low tonight. As a matter of fact, let me go look over here and see what's going on. I'm going to get an update on the temperature as we speak before I go to break. We did have last hour 41 degrees, clear skies here in the Tampa area. All right, it's still 41 here, general weather. There's some colder temperatures to the north, for sure. And it's supposed to go down around 34 by morning, right here where I'm at, which is pretty cold for Florida. Not as cold as what it has been in the past, but cold enough. I'll tell you this much. I got my winter coat, and I am dressed in layers. I had my turtleneck on tonight because I knew I was going to be outside. And that wind, you know, when it gets you in the neck and whatnot, it always kills you. So I wore my turtleneck with a couple of different layers over that, and then I have my winter coat, but that's what we do down here. So, going to be cold in the south, hard freeze warning all the way up through Valdosta, over to the east, over to Brunswick, and almost all the way to Savannah, Georgia, and over along the east coast of Florida, I-75 from Jasper all the way east to Jacksonville, and again, all the way down here to the Tampa Bay area. Either hard freeze or freeze warnings, and then down below us, it's frost and just a hard, cool night in Florida. All right, I'll be coming right back after the top of the hour news with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.